Dear people, I have a pastor friend who I consider to be a true shepherd. The church he leads is known as one that endeavors to do the works of the Father. This is remarkable in light of the fact that my friend committed adultery while serving as an associate pastor of the church he now leads. He did repent and went through a lengthy restoration and healing of his marriage and eventually was restored to ministry in the church. During the process of restoration and healing, he was almost taken out by one of the enemy's oldest and most effective tactics. Although he had been forgiven by God and everyone in his life that truly mattered, he still could not come to terms with the sense of guilt and shame he felt. He just could not forgive himself. One night, he saw two angels appear in his living room. At first, he thought they were sent to take him home as he felt he no longer deserved to live. One of the angels spoke and said, "I have come to get your guilt if you will give it to me." The other angel spoke and said, "I have come to get your shame if you will give it to me." My friend was completely set free that night. As believers, righteousness is vital to our overall physical, emotional, and spiritual health. In Jesus' first public explanation of the kingdom of heaven, he addressed the blessedness of those who hunger and thirst for righteousness as they would be filled in the coming of the kingdom. Matthew 5:6. Unfortunately, even the most spiritual among us fall into the enemy's trap when it comes to righteousness. We tend to think in terms of our actions when in reality it has to do with our standing before God. Right actions are very important, but they should be a result of our being righteous. You do not become righteous by doing right, but by being in a right relationship with the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:22. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. The word righteous is actually a legal term meaning to position oneself rightly. Jesus came to make us righteous, to position us in a right relationship with God that will allow us to receive all the benefits of being a son or daughter in his house. A life free of guilt and shame is a very significant benefit. In God's economy, blood is absolutely necessary for us to become a part of his family and to remain in the family. Hebrews 10:19-22 and Ephesians 2:13. The blood brought us near and keeps us near. Romans 4:3. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. Righteousness is made possible through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But we actually receive righteousness by faith in the finished work of Christ. The angels came to my friend to help him see that Jesus bore his guilt and shame on the cross, and it would be an insult to his grace to continue to hold on to it. Only when the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us from all unrighteousness and we receive the gift of righteousness by faith, are we able to realize the fullness of the kingdom being in our midst. Luke 17:21. Righteousness always precedes the opening of the treasures of heaven. 2 Peter 1:1-2. It is time to open some treasures. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.